2 Corinthians, chapter 11. I desire that you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with a jealousy of Yahweh. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to the Messiah. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the Messiah. For if he that comes preaches another Yeshua, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another good news which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been in every way made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you might be exalted because I have preached to you the good news of Yahweh freely? I robbed other assemblies, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of the Messiah is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I love you not? Yahweh knows. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off the opportunity from them which desire an opportunity, that wherein they boast, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of the Messiah. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after Yahweh, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast after the flesh, I will boast also. For you endure fools gladly, seeing you yourselves are wise. For you endure, if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as though we had been weak. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of the Messiah? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths many times. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes save one. 3 times was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In travels often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are outside, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the assemblies. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must boast, I will boast things which concern mine infirmities. The Elohim and Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, which is blessed forevermore, knows that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. End of chapter.